Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. The first week of this month, I heard this so clearly. 2021, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery. For whom? Those who live and walk by faith. I say over my house, restore. Over my church, restore. God's response, I have done it, now receive it. Now we're going to talk about that. And of course, open your Bibles to Mark 11. How did you come up with that? My Bible just kind of falls open there. Originally, the message today. And I was writing the outline, and I heard this in my spirit, and it's kind of a play on word, but I want you to listen to it now. Faith is today, faith is. That's pretty well all the time. Today, faith is today. Mark 11, verse 22, Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. The cost reference says, have the faith of God. And another rendering of that is, have the God kind of faith. Jesus had just displayed the God kind of faith. Now, David, I need my iPad, please. That's kind of strange, isn't it? Open your iPads. I don't know. You know, I thought about this years ago. And my grandchildren and all rummaging around in the attic, I found Papa's iPad. Come on. No. But they found Papa's Bible with all the notes and all the scratching around. That's a different thing. But I do use my iPad. I like it. And, all right. I want you to notice something about that. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now you notice prayer is not mentioned in that verse. Now, as you know, by faith, you can receive something by just saying it. You believe it in your heart, you say it with your mouth, and you don't quit, it'll come to pass. But now prayer is mentioned in the 24th verse. Therefore Jesus said, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now, you can, of course, believe you receive when you pray. But you still have to say it. You need to say something. Say that. Say something. Watch this, please.
I'm convinced that when we get to heaven, people are going to be so surprised. Some people are. And they maybe have had a question all the time they've lived in the earth. God, why did you let that happen to me? Why did you let that happen to me? Why did you let that happen to me? And Jesus is going to say, well, why didn't you say something?
Yeah.
If you didn't want that to happen, why didn't you say something? That's what the Bible says. He said, Jesus himself said, if we believe it in our heart and say it with our mouth, we'll have it. Doubt not in our heart. Whatever we say, we will have. He's going to say, why didn't you say something? That happens to me some when I'm Ken. He's about, it bothers me. It really kind of unnerves me to think the older I get, the more I get like him. I've lived with him 35 years, and he's warped me over to his way of thinking. But Ken likes to go to the cafeteria. He doesn't like to go to a nice sit-down restaurant. He wants to go down the line and get his entree on his entree. And so I would think, he would say, where do you want to go eat? And I'd think, I don't want to go to that cafeteria. Where do you want to go eat? I don't know. Anywhere you want to go. Well, where do you want to go? Oh, I don't know. Just go where you want to. No, and here we go to the cafeteria. And so here we'd go. Gloria, what's the matter with you? Nothing. Nothing. You act like something's wrong. No, there's nothing wrong. And then finally comes out, I didn't want to come to this cafeteria. He says, well, why didn't you say something? I asked you where you wanted to go eat. Why didn't you say something? Now, that's the way Jesus is going to be to us. If you didn't want that, why didn't you say something? Why didn't you say something? I told you what to do. But I'm telling you, here's what disturbs me about that story. I've gotten to where I want to go to the cafeteria.
That's about the biggest argument we ever had. That's about it. You need to say something. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You need to say something. Praise God. Now, what is there about today? Turn with me, please, to 1 Samuel. Seventeenth chapter, where David met Goliath. Verse 45. Then said David to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword and a spear and a shield, but I come to you in the name. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel. That's Jehovah Sabaoth. It says, he is the God of the angelic forces of heaven and earth. David was a covenant man and knew it and leaned heavily upon it. Here is a young teenage boy. But he said something And what did he say? Let's look at it again. What did the man say? This day will the Lord deliver you into my hand. It's going to happen today. Hallelujah. This day. Today is the day. 2 Corinthians 6:2. I'm going to read this to you. First, in the King James Version, for he saith, I've heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now, for God says, at just the right time I heard you, on the day of salvation I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation. The right time is now. Now. Psalm 118. And we'll begin in the 23rd verse. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day. Say, this is the day. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord, O Lord, I beseech thee. Send prosperity now. Say now.
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 You cannot say now while ago. Today. 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 Today's the day. Today's my day. Today is my day. I said today is my day. Today is my day. What is there about today? Glory to God. Exodus 14th chapter. The Lord shall fight for you. And you shall hold your peace. The Lord shall fight for you. Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still. See the salvation of the Lord. He'll show you today. He will show you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you hold your peace. Then in the Amplified, in the 15th verse, the Lord said to Moses, what do you cry to me? Tell the people of Israel, go forward. This thing is right now, it's today. Get out of here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, today makes people glad. Today makes people sad. Today makes people mad. Luke chapter 4. Oh, you know what? There's something I want to say to you. The Lord talked to me about this. He's mentioned this to me a lot of times. And he mentioned it to me yesterday, and I didn't want to let this slip. Be very very cautious of documentaries. I didn't say you couldn't watch them. And a lot of them are really interesting, particularly archaeology about the Bible and so forth. You don't need that. But every day, more and more absolute fact that the Bible is true is there. But you know, you really have to beware of Gentile artists. One is that great big table at the Last Supper. Somebody said, we need a table that seats 16. Yeah. All of them are going to sit on one side of the table. Come on. They wanted a table to start with. Right, Professor? It was very low. Yeah, sitting on the floor. How in the world was John going to be lying on Jesus' breast and him sitting in the middle of the table like this? Doesn't work. I saw this just a few days ago. I just had to smile. Picture in the garden, Adam and Eve, Sergio, they both had belly buttons. No way.
How is that possible?
She might have had a little scar on the side, Bubba, but he did. But nobody had belly buttons.
No, sir.
You got to be real slow to paint Adam and Eve with a navel. Come on. Well, you know, and it's respectful art, but anyway, just watch what you're doing. Luke chapter 4. Jesus came to Nazareth where he'd been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. There was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. He did not follow the Sabbath reading, which is in succession. He took a specific text, what you and I know as the 61st chapter of the book of Isaiah. And he began in a very specific spot, and he stopped in a very specific spot. To continue on in that verse changes the time. He stopped exactly where he was that day. And he preached. It's amazing to me, of course you do, you've been taught this, but how many Christians all over the world do not know and understand that Jesus was first of all a preacher? And he got loud, shouted with a loud voice, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. That's the reason we do it. Amen. 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 Yeah. And he said, he read, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He hath anointed me to preach. Yes. My Lord, I love it. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. He has sent me to preach deliverance to the captives and to preach recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord, which was the great jubilee, which was supernatural debt cancellation. Glory be to God forevermore. And Gloria and I experienced that many years ago. Amen. We had to learn. We had a lot to learn, but we learned. And praise God, she and I have never been in debt since, and this ministry is not in debt, and this church is not in debt. Glory to God. Now, it took a while to learn how, and you had to put your foot down and say, no, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm committed to this, and I'm not going to do it. Anyway, he closed the book, gave it again to the minister, and sat down. Can't you just see him? Just sit down. The eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say, he preached a message. This is the summary of what he preached. Amen. This day. John, there's coming a day.
Glory to God.
Oh, the Messiah is coming. Yes, amen. Moses was wonderful. Oh, and there's coming today. Oh, yeah. But today, no, don't give me no today. Who do you think you are today? Talk to me about today. Amen. Today, the scripture's fulfilled in your ears. Made them some mad, they tried to kill him. Today. This is the day.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/tvnotes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
The entire universe, all that we see, God created by faith. Now he's placed inside every believer that same power, his own faith. Learn how to develop and release it to see his promises in your life. Get the Faith Series Package, 12 messages on MP3 disc, and the study guide by Kenneth Copeland. For over 5 decades, Kenneth Copeland has lived by faith and taught believers around the world to do the same. Living by faith is a way of life for God's people. It means being free of fear, separate from the world's way of doing things. Faith grabs a hold of all God has promised, healing, prosperity, creativity, whatever you have need of to live the victorious, overcoming life. Learn how to use your faith on purpose to receive all God has for you. Rest confidently in the authority and power of what God has said. Release the force of faith and make the faith life your life.
Release the powerful force of faith that's in you. Request your free Faith Series package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. You can have mountain-moving faith for everything you do. Make faith your lifestyle. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
The message you saw today came from Brother Copeland's teaching at Eagle Mountain International Church, where he shared the word of the Lord he received for 2021. It said to be a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery. And it's for every believer who lives and walks by faith. Jesus said in Mark 11:23, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. And as Brother Copeland shared, by faith, you can receive by believing and saying. The key is you have to say something. If you want to live healed, if you want to live prosperous in every area of your life and restored, maybe it's time you said something. Receiving Jesus into your heart is as simple as asking Him, but really it's believing and speaking. It's believing in your heart that He was raised from the dead, and it's saying with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. And if you've never done that, just do it right now. Just what we did right there. Just say, Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name. And I believe in my heart that Jesus was raised from the dead. I confess with my mouth, He is my Lord. I repent of every sin and I receive your forgiveness, your cleansing. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me, I pray, with your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen, if you prayed that prayer, the faith of God is in you. It took faith to believe that. It took faith to say that. And that's how you live from this day forward. You believe the Word, you speak the Word, and you have access to God's promises for your life. So continue to watch the rest of this week's broadcast. They will help you learn how to use your faith to receive the good things that God has for you. And KCM has put together some free resources they want to give to you. If you prayed that prayer with me today, and today was your salvation day, we've got a gift. We call it the Salvation Package. It contains a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And along with this book, we're going to send you a couple of brochures that are here just to help you learn how to study, how to read your Bible, and how to find out who you are right now in Jesus. So we want you to have this. All you need to do is request your free Salvation Package today on KCM.org. And then tomorrow, join Brother Copeland right back here on this broadcast and learn how to find the scriptures that cover your situation and then take those promises as your very own. This is life-changing truth. This is the Word of God, and it's the will of God for you, for your life, and it is so good. These are things that you can build your life on every single day. If you made Jesus the Lord of your life today, we rejoice with you. We want to hear from you, and we look forward to seeing you again soon. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior today, KCM has a free salvation package to give you. Go to kcm.org/newlife to request your free package. Take the next steps to find out who you are in Christ and how to live your new life in victory. Be led by the Holy Spirit, rise up in faith, and live in the power of God.
Take the Word of Faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.